ImpactWrestlingRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on the Rock of God.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you The Rack, bringing you unique perspectives about the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta una patita para caminar.
And TNA.
Konnichiwa! Watashi wa Kareman desu. King of Spice desu. Kobashi Kenta. Hidaka Aikuto. Onegai shimasu.
What? Ojigana Mata. How the hell do I know what he just said? What am I, a damn international translator?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my god, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my god, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
Let me explain how this thing works. First, you become famous, and then I'll kick your ass. But until then, let's keep it strictly professional.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Secret eyes, taking it in, try to be feminine with my makeup bag, watching all the scene. Misfit, I sit lit up, wicked. Everybody else surrounded by the girls with the tank tops and the pretty wings. I'm just sipping on chamomile, watching boys and girls in the sex appeal with a stranger in my face.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack. I brought to you by PWMania.com. Hello to Andy Steven, the owner of PWMania. He's in our chat room tonight. Good to see you as always, sir. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me tonight is, as always, my awesome producer, Rock.
Hello, everybody.
Great choice of song, by the way. I haven't heard that in forever. And, of course, we are joined by the awesome, the spectacular, the man that will meet CM Punk tomorrow, Mace, because he didn't answer.
I thought, yeah, he was supposed to, you know, like, pause for an answer, and he didn't answer.
Well, I was waiting until you got to my name, but okay. As much as I has a happy because I'm going to go meet CM Punk tomorrow, I has a sad because Ricardo Rodriguez is not in Australia.
Oh, that's a sad.
I know. It is. I was hoping we'd have been here. Because dude would go over, like, mad here.
Honestly, I want to meet Ricardo just because he's awesome.
Indeed. But believe me, I wish I actually taped the house shows down here. They did one for DVD purposes a long time ago. But if they did some of today's house shows, man, you would see it. It would be like one of those rare occasions where you go to, like, Canada or you go to New York or, you know, you do something out of the ECW arena. We have a very different crowd to what the US is used to. We like to be boisterous.
Apparently you guys will get pyro for this house show.
Lucky you.
Supposedly.
That's what the pictures on WWE.com had. They had pyro.
It depends on the arena. I know we do get some at times for, I know Kane usually gets his. And, believe me, when you're sitting behind that shit, it scares the living crap out of you.
As it should
but,
be.
Yeah, it all depends on who it is. Like, the arena's big enough to support pyro, but not over gigantic amounts like they do the Open Roar or something like that.
No, you'll,
so we get little bits and pieces.
Yeah, you'll get David Otunga flexing pyro.
Oh yay, I so look forward to that.
Yes.
Just tell us how shiny he is.
I won't be able to tell you because I'll go blind. Go blind seeing that shit live, I tell you.
Yeah. So, by the way, we're all very jealous of Mace here, but we're looking forward to hearing his report on Sunday. But we got a lot to talk about tonight, don't we?
We do. We have a lot to talk about because, like, you know, people are talking about a lot of things, Lindsay.
They are, but first I think we need to get to, one, our question of the night.
This is true.
Which we've already gotten a lot of responses to on Facebook and Twitter, but we want to, of course, as always, poll our chat room and our listeners listening to us live. So chime in if you feel like it. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. You can put it in our chat room either on pwmania.com or wildtalkradio.com. We want to hear your responses, and we will read them at the end of the night when we discuss the question. And it is as follows. Who is the best heel in wrestling right now?
Me.
Well, I think we need to put your riff up for that one.
Wait, what? Oh. We never riffed any of my matches.
Never.
Just some guy named Jason Moxonide.
Who?
Who? Who's that? I don't know who
that
is.
Who?
I don't know. Just some... we couldn't really see it, the person in hell. It was too dark.
Yeah.
Could have been Maze. Could have been somebody else. Who knows?
Bad camera work. Bad camera work. And also, just to update you on the latest football scores, San Francisco is beating the high holy shit out of San Diego right now, 21-0, with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Oakland is losing to Seattle in the second quarter with about 9 minutes left there. Chicago beat Cleveland, 28-20. Detroit beat Buffalo, 38-32. Green Bay won in an ass-kicking of Kansas City. Yes! 24-3. Tennessee beats New Orleans. You can go to ESPN to hear the scores. I'm just going to go through them. Indianapolis beats Cincinnati. St. Louis beats Baltimore. Pittsburgh beats Carolina. Houston beats Minnesota. Philadelphia overcomes Tebow and the Jets. I'm waiting for Rock's reaction.
Tebow didn't play, so...
Yes, but he's still there.
I don't know if he was there.
God damn it.
You mean Tebow hasn't been released by yet another comp?
No. Tonight is cut. Tomorrow is cut down day, so he'll still make the team. And we'll get into that later. Because tonight, Lindsay, what are we doing?
We're talking football.
We're talking football tonight.
But just to finish out the scores, the Falcons tragically fell to the Jaguars. Arizona and Denver are 0-0 with 10 minutes left in the first. Dallas overcomes Miami. Not like that was difficult. The Giants defeat the Patriots, and the Redskins are over Tampa Bay.
Yes.
So
later on in the show, we are going to give our predictions for football.
Yes. Go football! But first, we need to talk some wrestling.
Wrestling? Let's talk some wrestling.
Yeah, I think, and of course, we need to talk about the biggest story of the week that has come out, which there are no new updates, but, well, Brodus Clay may be one Funkadactyl short. Because, well, if you haven't heard, Naomi got herself into a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, she did.
She sort of got herself arrested for DUI, and, well, not only did she inform her employer that she got arrested of DUI, she sort of lied about her employer on her police report.
I believe she used Wells Fargo as her employer.
Yes. Which, oh yeah, by the way, that's kind of a felony, sweetheart, just letting you know.
It was Cameron.
Was it Cameron?
Yes.
I can't tell them apart.
Ariana Andrews, a.k.a. Cameron. Is the
okay,
one who was.
I'm sorry. Cameron. Yes. My bad, Cameron.
You know, the one that wasn't tough enough.
Okay. Like I said, I can't tell them apart.
I understand. But anyway, continue.
But yes, she was arrested earlier, I believe it was earlier this month.
Last Friday.
She was arrested, she was booked, and she was released on $500 bail. And, well, what's kind of interesting about this and how this whole story broke was some of the dirt sheets found out, and the only reason WWE found out was apparently some of the dirt sheets called WWE for a comment, and, well, that's how this whole thing got started.
And then, you know, what's going to get her? I think the DUI, okay, they can let it slide at times. But what the main sticking point is what she did. She tried to bribe the cops.
Yes, she did. Yes, and as if all of this isn't bad enough, she tried to bribe the cops.
She wanted to give them $10,000 because, you know, if my employer finds out, I'll be fired.
Actually, you know what? If you had told WWE, hey, by the way, I got arrested for DUI, they probably wouldn't have done anything. At worst case, she would have had a fine. Now, it's a whole hell of a lot worse.
I believe she is on tour in Australia right now with Protus Clay and Naomi doing their whole thing in Australia.
I shall update you on Sunday.
May as well update us on Sunday. But when they come back to the States, somebody's going to have a talking to.
If they didn't have a talking to her with her already.
Yeah, but this will be the Vince McMahon talking to.
Oh, yes. I have no doubt of that. But, yeah, this whole story broke, and we're all just sitting here watching it get bigger and bigger and bigger as it goes. And there has been no action, but I kind of, at this point, since it took them a week with AW, I'm kind of giving her the week to see what happens, whether she gets fined, whether she gets suspended, or whether they just say, yeah, see you, bye.
It's going to stay tuned to PWMania.com for complete updates on the whole situation.
Exactly. But speaking of being gone or leaving, somebody else is leaving.
Apparently, D-Von is done with TNA?
Supposedly so. He wasn't on Impact tonight and put out a statement earlier this week on his Twitter that said, I would like to thank the TNA fans making the last 7 years fun. I'm sure we will see each other again down the road real soon. So, everybody's taking that as he's done. We all know he was in contract negotiations and either they broke down or he opted not to sign.
Now the question I have is this a mistake for D-Von not to resign with the company?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, short of him having the TV championship, they really weren't doing anything with it.
What do you think, Mace? Should he have resigned with TNA?
No. Go do your training school.
So he says he's not retiring, so just go back to doing training school and just do Florida Indies?
Yep.
Or maybe, just maybe, he'll be involved with somebody's new promotion up in, you know, Poughkeepsie.
Could be.
But we'll see about that one, yeah. He says he's not retiring, and, you know, another question is, if Bubba doesn't resign, would you want to see them back in WWE?
No.
No.
The time has passed for the Dudley Boys.
Well, we kind of talked about it last night.
As a tag team, yes, but I reckon Bubba's time. He could probably go a little bit further in TNA, but I just don't see it happening. I don't see them ever pulling the trigger on him.
Yeah, I mean, as far as WWE goes, for them as a tag team, there is nobody even on their level in WWE. And so to bring the Dudley Boys into WWE's pretty much desolate tag team division is just stupid. And, I mean, as far as them as singles competitors, Vince never saw them as anything more than mid-carders at best. So their situation wouldn't necessarily change whether they went from WWE or to TNA or vice versa. So, and
good point. Continue.
And according to, let's see, MN0733, he is saying that Bubba hinted recently that he is done after Bound for Glory, potentially. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah, something to the wording of it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So he could be done at Bound for Glory, if not sooner, because the Bound for Glory series wraps up next week. So it'll be kind of interesting to see if he wins, he moves on, and we'll see more of him. If he loses, well, then we could take that as he's done. I think he's finishing out his dates, and they're going to have to get the TV title off of T-Fon at some point.
They'll probably do it either at No Surrender or this next show. Or they may even do it at a house show. I don't think they're necessarily feeling the pressure, seeing as the TV title is no longer defended every week.
This is a good point.
Like it's supposed to be.
That rule will last 3 weeks, I think.
Go them.
Yeah, but want to hear big news?
Yeah, what's the big news?
Ric Flair is getting divorced again.
Wait! Let me get my shock face. Wait, hold on. Wow. So didn't see that one coming at all.
According to reports, Ric Flair is going to be divorcing his fourth wife.
Yes.
Ric Flair getting divorced. It must be Thursday.
Well, guess what? It is Thursday.
What the? That's why I made the joke.
So he's getting divorced. So, yeah. This begs the question, should he ever get married again?
No. No, he really shouldn't.
I mean, how much money can he possibly lose in divorces at this point? How much does he have left?
Well, we know he has nothing left.
So half of nothing is what?
Negative 3.14.
Because that's what this 43-year-old's going to get. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
Negative pi?
Yes, he's negative pi. Because he's losing his wife.
And she was the mistress for the second wife, correct?
I believe that's what we read last night, yes.
Yeah, so...
He met her while he was with his second wife, presumed to be his mistress, and potentially for the second and the third wife.
By the way, I would like to thank Australia for the awesome picture that I saw when trying to look up his wife's age. Got a nice old clear shot of Ric Flair's ass from an Australian newspaper site. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? I'd rather see that old ass than Hogan's old ass, so you know.
Okay. But,
and you know it's true. Just put that mental picture in your head.
I'm going to avoid it. Speaking of, well, there's no real transition. WrestleMania next year could be money. In terms of money, Mayweather.
Oh God, not that little troll.
I thought you were going to say in the bank.
No. Money Mayweather is reportedly coming back to Pro Wrestling Entertainment at WrestleMania.
Why?
Yawn.
I don't, because he's big buddies with Triple H.
He realizes he's got to stay out of jail to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay,
He realizes it, but he's going to be back at WrestleMania, who knows doing what. He might just be there as an appearance, who knows. He may be fighting somebody. Think about this, John Cena versus Money Mayweather.
He still won't sell.
Wait, what's that I hear? That's pay-per-view buy rates going into the toilet.
Now, Lindsay, what's up with the TNA World Title?
I don't know. What's up with the TNA World Title?
Apparently it was stolen.
What?
Apparently, two dudes stole a TNA World Title and a replica of the World Title at a TNA house show last week.
Wow. How the hell do you steal the actual title? Do you just grab it from someone?
I don't know. They were charged with stealing the two belts. The authentic belt is valued at $6,000, and the replica was only valued at $400, but we can't tell you that. They both released on bail earlier this week.
Wow. Well, one, bravo to them for getting a hold of it, you know, both TNA getting it back and the guys managing to steal it, because I imagine that took some creativity. Same with the replica, because I've seen their merch set up, and that wouldn't have been easy to get a hold of unless they asked for one and just ran off with it.
It's true. It begs the question, how did they get back there? Unless they were Jeremy Borges' chosen people to go backstage.
That could be it! You never know, man. You just never know how they got it. But good thing TNA got it back. And, well, God, you drop the ball and then you kick it down the field, you stupid idiot. Sorry. I'm watching Washington. I should know better.
Yeah, you should.
But, yeah, so glad they got it back. Yay.
I'll let you handle this last story.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to. Read it as you said it last night.
Oh, no, I'm not reading it as we put it in the notes.
No, yes, you have to.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be nice.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Michelle McCool has laid an egg. Rather, I should say, Michelle McCool has given birth to a healthy, beautiful baby girl. She did so yesterday, or sometime this week, I believe. Not entirely sure on the date, but congratulations to her and Taker on the healthy delivery, and I hope she recovers. And, yay.
Okay, now, Rock, how was it put down in the notes?
McRibs lays an egg. That's how it was put down in the notes. There is a name. It's Kia Faith Calloway. Right?
Yes. Kaya, Kia.
Kaya, Kia, something along those lines.
Very it's unusual
like
first.
A car. I'm sorry, but it does. This is our new car, the Kia Faith.
Or it could be a very expensive set of golf clubs. Anyway.
This is true. But yes, yeah, so congratulations to the happy parents. And by the way, Dirt Sheets, for linking Gunnar Calloway's Twitter, you suck. You suck so hard for that.
Yeah. Anyway. Good now?
Yes, I'm good. I feel better. So on that note, I think we should take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking all about TNA Impact and what happened tonight. So you are listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com. Sorry, Andy. And we will be right back. Body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
In case you missed it, this is what happens when CB Radio throws a party.
You guys ready? So you got 21 of these for Will, or there's
no. Are we gonna do the 21 shots for him?
I think
21
you guys
gun salute.
I'll be giving myself a 21 wink, salute.
So didn't need to hear that.
I'm good. Okay, note to self, don't shake head. Quick, let's get these shots going.
So at what point are we betting at what shot each just falls out?
I'm not gonna fall out. You also have to remember, I'm Irish.
I only have 17 years. I got 3 more shots left.
So.
No, your 21 should just be one big shot. Just gulp it.
19, 20, and 21.
Triple shot.
Wait. So you want me to quadruple shot it because it's a fucking good luck shot?
No, that's quadruple.
Yeah. Yeah, quadruple shot it. Oh my god. That was a lot of fucking alcohol. I made it to the 20 fucking one gun salute with the one for good luck.
How many people did I get wasted tonight?
Oh, oh here comes yeah.
Oh, God.
There's your horse, Your Honor.
Only turned 21, pal.
Keep in mind, Will, this is all for you.
Well, Jabber almost fell down his steps, so...
Only the landing. I got down all the steps you see, but the landing confused me. Because it has that turn.
This is how we party on TV radio.
Sick.
What did I just hear?
That was Jobber. Hey. Rob, that was Jobber who just threw
that,
that was Jobber.
Oh, even worse.
Ew, the Bondi looks disgusting.
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Spud. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com. I am Lindsay Ward, and I'm joined by Rock and Mace still. I don't know why they stick around with me, but they do.
Because you're fun and exciting to be around.
Aww.
Hey, I can leave if you want.
No, you have to stay now.
Oh, okay.
If you wouldn't let me leave WTR, you have to stay here. Just saying.
It's payback.
It's payback. Payback is a bitch. So, before the break, we were talking all about the news and notes of the week and football. But now we're going to get a little bit into TNA Impact. And it was quite a full show tonight, wasn't it?
It was eventful. I have a complaint, but we'll get to the end of that. I'll give my complaint at the end of Impact, but anyway.
To open the show tonight, we're just going to dive right in. We start out with Austin Aries selling that right-hand injury with it all wrapped up in a nice little brace cast.
Some sort of wrap thing.
Where he came out and he called out Aces and Eights. He said that he would give them credit. They brought 20 men to make a diversion. Then six of them attacked him and smashed his arm. Then he talked about the speculation of whether he was going to drop the title or not. He says that they made two mistakes. He hasn't been medically clear to wrestle, but he can still fight. Also that they injured his right hand and, well, he's left-handed. Good to know. He said that he's there all by himself and he he's the world champ and it's obvious that they want his title, so he wants whoever's behind this to come out and fight him. He says he's got all night to sit in the ring and wait. He stands there and waits a second, and then who should come out but the GMs, plural, Hulk Hogan and Sting.
Oh, Hogan. I feel bad for him sometimes.
Poor Hogan.
I really do. I really feel bad for him, especially right now. The way
watching the man walk is a little full.
It is. Hogan said the Asians have attacked his friends, his family. He's ready for a bloodbath if that's what they want. Aries told Hogan he wants a member of the Aces and Eights in the ring tonight. This brought on the Aces and Eights to the screen. They were, you know, doing their whole little speech, and, you know, he said they say what they're going to do, and they do it. He asked the other members if they're ready to have fun tonight. They were. He said they would be at the Impact Zone later tonight, and people would see what they are all about.
Ooh. Then we go on to ODB backstage. She's on the phone with Eric Young, and bless her heart for trying. She threatens to leave him if he doesn't call her back, first in 10 minutes, then 15 minutes, then the end of the night tonight. She says that she still wants her fried chicken and her beer, but apparently she needs some loving too, and he needs to get his ass home now.
I believe the order is chicken, beer, loving.
In that order.
Yes, in that order for ODB.
Yes, and I don't blame her one bit.
ODB was awesome tonight.
She was. She was kind of one of the show stealers for me tonight. I love her in general, but she was very well done tonight. But
she really wants this fried chicken, and it's been like, what, 2 months?
Yes, it's been 2 months. She's been waiting on this man for 2 months. More specifically, she's been waiting on this man to bring her the chicken for 2 months.
But this then brought up our first Bound for Glory series match of the evening. The whole effing show, Rob Van Dam, and the cowboy, James Storm.
This was a great match. Well done. I mean, you can't go wrong with these two. You seriously can't.
And they came up with a creative finish as well.
They did. Basically what it was it was a whip to the corner, the reversal, and Rob did a flip.
He was going in for his monkey flip, did the roll, got super kicked by RVD, by James Storm, and got pinned.
Yeah, so Storm moves on in the Bound for Glory series.
He basically locked up a position in the top four of the Bound for Glory series by picking up 7 points tonight.
And he locked first place.
No. He's not technically in first place yet.
He's not in first place yet. Does Joe still have
Joe has one more match next week to gain some points, and he could take over first place.
But Storm's done.
Storm is done. He's out of matches.
Okay. That's what I thought. I couldn't remember.
Even though
I watched the show.
It's a lot to keep track of, because, you know, we'll explain it all. But yeah, James Storm gets 7 points. Is the leader right now, but next week it can all change.
Yeah, so stay tuned, but James Storm wins, moves on. He and Christy had a interview following his victory beer bash, and he said he did what he was going to do, and he plans to win the world title back at Bound for Glory.
One interesting note about this whole, how they've changed the Bound for Glory series up a little bit, the winner, the person who gets the number one spot, gets to choose his opponent out of the other three to fight in the semifinals at No Surrender.
Very interesting.
Last year, the way they're doing it this year, it seems like it's an actual tournament at No Surrender. Last year, it was all based on points, and it was kind of confusing. At least they simplified it. You know, you get to Bound for Glory, you're in the series, you're in a Final Four tournament to get the title shot.
They've made it mean something.
They've made it mean something and simpler.
Bless you, Lagana and Pritchard, for that. Makes it so much easier to follow.
Yes, it does.
But in match of the night, or segment of the night,
hold on before we get there. During the backstage pass, RVD struggled with his t-shirt and also got reacquainted with an old friend. Did he, Mace?
I actually missed this part. I was having issues getting things working at the time.
I should mention, he got acquainted with an old friend. Everyone remember this theme?
No.
I think Mace will in a second. Alright, come on to the lyrics.
American males. Wait, Buff Bagwell was at Impact?
Scotty Riggs was backstage.
Oh, the other one.
The other one.
It's either Riggs or Bagwell. It's one or the other.
They had Scotty Riggs on the backstage pass tonight. It was quite amusing. He put on some weight. It's been 10 years since he's been on TV. So he says.
He's not as spelt as he once was.
No, he's not.
Oh, that's always a shame. But moving on to what I consider one of the matches or the segments of the night, we had the Knockouts up, and you had the Queen of the Knockouts, Madison Rayne, walk out. She said that earlier this week she got a call from Brooke Hogan, and tonight she has a match. She says that she, or at least she thinks she's getting her rematch for the Knockouts title that someone cost her a few weeks ago. She calls out Tessmacher so she can get back her title, and well, Tessmacher doesn't come out.
No, she doesn't. Somebody else came out.
Mrs. EY, ODB, comes out. She's drinking and she's ready to fight. She says she's sorry to the princess, and she's got some bad news. ODB also got a call from Brooke Hogan saying that she had a match tonight. Madison initially tries to refuse the match. ODB says the bitch is back. Bam. Rayne tells her to back off, that she's not ready to fight. Basically, she gives Taryn instructions, which, by the way, good call on not giving her an entrance tonight. And while Taryn's back is turned, ODB spits her moonshine into Madison's face, and the bell rings. In one of the fastest knockouts matches ever, and actually one of the best I've seen in a while, ODB
better than a Divas match.
It was better than a Divas match. ODB ran wild, beat the crap out of Madison, and won.
Yep, she hit her move and put down Madison Rayne for the 1-2-3. Then, out of nowhere, somebody showed up.
That's right. Wearing a suit and carrying a bucket of KFC and bringing back a pony keg of beer is Eric Young.
She asked what he's been doing. He said he has a successful TV show. But he brought her chicken and beer. But she's looking at him and going, wait, that's not you. You aren't the man I married. Where's my husband? Where is EY?
And he looks down at himself.
At this point, before we get to the next part, I just want to know this. How long has EY been missing?
2 months.
Something 2 months. Like that. Okay. So, more than likely that chicken will be cold, probably gooey, and possibly very, very wrong to eat, and that beer will be probably warm and flat.
But
good job, EY!
But as you saw, she dug right into that chicken.
I was watching it on TV. He picked up fresh. He was a good husband.
Thank God. She ate her chicken, and then,
Down that sidetracking from doing that fishing show.
I know, right? If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's on the Animal Planet. Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Check it out.
It's awesome. And definitely tune into our interview of Eric Young done a couple weeks ago in the archive at wildtalkradio.com. He was a blast to talk to.
She's becoming a shill. I'm just,
I have really good teachers.
One of us.
So, Eric Young basically said, she's right. And he'd fix it for her. So what does he do?
He gets naked.
like only Eric Young can. He stripped down to his, well, underoos, I guess, or wrestling tights, whatever you want to call them.
They're bikinis.
Bikinis. He calls them wrestling tights, really small wrestling tights.
It's bikini underwear.
His USA colored underwear. And did a kip up, and, you know.
ODB takes one look at him, jumps on top of him, the two of them make out while she's holding the chicken out with one hand, mind you, and then they stop making out, they're done, and she goes back to eating the chicken.
Well,
trailer park skills here.
And by the way, we got the line of the night from Taz. I hope she doesn't choke on that bone.
Taz had a lot of good lines tonight. Just to say that.
That was a really good line. Yeah. I love that segment. That was just...
That was great. It's like, reunited and it feels so good. But now they have to defend their tag team belt since he's back. Which he didn't have the belt, by the way.
It clashed with the
oops,
suit.
Oops, he left it in Hollywood.
Yeah, oops, he left it in Hollywood. Yeah, it's clashed with the suit, maybe. I don't know.
This is true. But after this, we went from probably the best marriage to the worst team. They recapped the video package of AJ Styles and Claire Lynch. They showed AJ backstage saying he was so glad it was over, and now he's going to focus on the Bound for Glory series. And then up next is Gotchek.
Gotchek.
Yeah, I think Bruce Pritchard was having a lot of fun doing his Vince McMahon impersonation tonight.
He really was. He had fun with the Gotchek thing tonight. Ooh. they were backstage talking how Austin was disappointed. Taz talked about the South story. Pritchard said that she gave an eye open mind and think of the total package. So we'll see a little bit later on in the show what they decide for Gotchek.
Yeah, and then after that we saw Sting and Hogan backstage discussing that they wanted to spill some blood or something. They bring in Cass and Daniels, and they basically to just talk about the Clara Lynch situation. Yes, and we got the Daniels teeny for the win. Kaz opens up first by saying they have ironclad contracts and they can't be fired. Daniel says they are loved and that they are friends. I will agree with Daniels. They are loved and they're at least... Daniels is at least our friend. But Hogan says they're not friends and that they are everything wrong with wrestling. Hogan says that they have a job to do as champions and they will fight. Hogan tells them when it will be and where it will be, and he hopes they get their brains beat out of them. Sting then scares Daniels and spills the precious apple teeny, which is so wrong, and they leave.
Alright, what the recap doesn't tell you that Kaz called Sting Heath.
Yes!
And then Sting complained about it afterwards, and they were talking about, you don't steal my line, that was my line.
Yeah.
Which, oh, that was good Hogan and Sting tonight, backstage together.
It was, yeah. They were actually acting like an old married couple, which was kind of funny.
But yeah, the spilling of...
But, by the way, additional, Kaz and Daniels on the commercial break show, awesome.
Yeah, and on the post show, they were awesome tonight.
Oh, they were.
So yeah, that was really good. Good stuff. They were on tonight.
They're usually on. They usually don't have a bad night.
This is true. But they were extra cocky tonight. Oh,
they were. Daniels must have had more than one drink. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well. What was he? The something scrolling up in our chat. I don't know. He's Frosted Horny Charms.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But speaking of interesting and speaking of always good, we're just going to gloss right over that Frosted comment. Joe and AJ are up next in the Bound for Glory series. And honestly, these two can't have a bad match.
Well, they could when Joe doesn't care, but he cares, and it was a good match.
It was.
Go ahead.
Mace?
Good match. Baby view quality.
I feel like we're leaving you out, and I feel bad.
It's okay. I have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD. It's all good.
Well, chime in. More. Talk.
Chime.
We'll get them to chime in later, don't worry.
Okay.
It was a nice setup. Styles was going for the submission because he needed the points. Joe was able to break free and rolled up Styles for the three count.
And, actually, no. Joe rolled him up.
Joe rolled him up. Joe rolled up Styles for the three count.
Yeah. So your winner, Samoa Joe, and he secures the number two spot in the Bound for Glory series.
Right
and
now.
And unfortunately
right now.
Knocks AJ out.
Yeah. AJ's out. Joe is number two for now.
For now. When I say secure, it's this week he secured it.
Okay, he's secure. Okay. Just making sure. Just clarifying for the people.
Oh, okay. When I say secure, it means for this week he has secured a spot. He still has one more match next week, so we'll see where he ends up.
Backstage, we had Kurt Angle talking about his upcoming match with Jeff Hardy and how it was win or go home for both of them. Angle said Hardy can't beat him in this match. By the way, can everyone stop wearing a John Cena ripoff t-shirt?
No.
Kevin Steen does it in Ring of Honor, and apparently Kurt Angle's now doing it in TNA.
So does that mean Kurt Angle's the John Cena of TNA?
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
So sad. Anyway, up next is the Gut Check segment with Chris Louie, Jeremy Borash, Pritchard Taz, and Snow.
The fans chant it, head.
And basically, it was what we all expected based on the match Louis had last week. Pritchard and Taz both said no. And Snowd, I believe, didn't even get to put in a vote.
No, because two of the judges already said no, so you don't need the third vote. So Chris Louis is out, and then they pan to his wife, and she should have probably been crying.
She at least looked upset, but yeah, she should have been more upset. But I think the harshness of it was Pritchard's line, and I don't know whether that was script or whether that was shoot, but basically he looked at him and said, you know, we all have dreams, but you need to wake up from yours and realize this business isn't for you. I was like, wow, that's really kind of harsh to tell somebody on TV like that. But okay.
Well, that was standard practice for the older Tough Enoughs.
Oh, I know it was. I know. But it's just, you sit there and you're like, wow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's hard to hear, so yeah. But then, somebody showed up at ringside.
The tool bag's back.
One Jimmy Ryan starts screaming on a microphone and calling the judges corporate stooges. He then threw a drink at one Al Snow. Pritchard held him back until Al Snow was able to open up the guardrail and chased Joey Ryan out of the arena. My bad. Impact Zone.
Yeah, Impact Zone.
This gut check, they gotta do something about it. It's not working. If they're gonna really do it, they gotta really put some people in there, not someone like Chris Lee. I'm glad they didn't put him through, but it's gotta pick up a little bit. It's losing its steam, and whatever they're doing with Joey Ryan, they gotta do it, because it's getting boring.
Yeah, the whole thing with Joey Ryan is, you know what, either have him go away, or have them give him another chance, but having him show up really as infrequently as they do, because this is the first time in, what, a month?
Seems like he shows up every time there's the gut check.
I mean, it's getting old, so TNA, if you listen to us, which I doubt you do, please do something with it, because it's an interesting idea, and I like the gut checks. I just wish that, one, they would put better caliber of people in, and two, you would stop having Joey Ryan show up.
I like that it's young people. Maybe they should change it up a little bit. Give it with a veteran who needs one final run.
That could be interesting.
That might make for some interesting TV. Just a thought I just had. So anyway,
I like it. But after this, we had Joseph Park show up.
You mean Joseph Park of Park, Park, and Park?
Yes, Joseph Park of Park, Park, and Park. And, well, he had a little legal advice for Hogan and Sting. Seems he can help with those aces and eights. He's done some research, and he's discovered that, well, they've broken a whole bunch of laws, and if Sting and Hogan just give him that permission, he wants to investigate him. And he'll get on it right away, and he won't let them down. And, well, Hogan and Sting, they green-lighted it.
He'll keep it done. He'll keep it, you know, K-fabbed.
Yeah, K-fab.
I love that. I love that. K-fab.
I love Joseph Parks.
He was great tonight. He was great tonight on the post show as well.
He's fucking money. I wish they used him more.
Because he was doing stuff with Daniels and Kazarian and how they want to hire him, you know. And, you know, they were talking about, you know, trying to teach him the business like ring rats, and then they pointed it at SoCal Val. And then he's afraid of rats. He got up. They said rats. He got up out of his chair and looked around for the rat.
Why didn't they do this years ago with Chris Park? Why?
I don't know, but he's so entertaining. Because he's so happy-go-lucky. It's awesome.
He is. The character is amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, so he's going to be investigating the aces and eights. Brother.
Ooh. And he's going to keep it K-fab.
K-fab, yeah.
But after this, we saw some of the Bellator fighters who looked positively bored.
They did. But this brought up our main event of the evening. Bound for Glory
yes.
Series. Win or go home. Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle.
Yeah. In a decently awesome match. I mean, again, it's Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy. Angle, you really can't go wrong with. Hardy, I really don't care for, so I'm not going to say either way. But
They had a nice set of exchanges at the end. A lot of near falls, and it was really good. It was a good match. It was good. Another pay-per-view worthy main event on Impact tonight.
Oh, yeah.
After the second Swanton bomb, after Angle did his run up the ropes, Hardy shoved down, hit the Swanton for the second time, and got the 1-2-3. Then you had Angle looking a little sad and depressed. Looked like he was almost going to cry.
Yep.
But he had to be rolled out. He had to roll out of the ring because Jeremy Borash was then bringing out the final five.
Yeah, and to which I point went, wait, final five? And that's when we realized, oh yeah, somebody tied. So your final five for the Bound for Glory series is Jeff Hardy, and he will face Samoa Joe next week, and Bully Ray will be facing RVD next week, and then of course James Storm, being at number one right now, does not have a match. So there are your final five.
It's going to make things very interesting next week.
It will. But up next, in your, I guess, actual main event, there was technically no match, but you had Austin Aries come back out. He's looking to fight the aces and eights. He calls them back out, saying he's done with them being cowards, and he wants them to come out so they can get their asses kicked. Hogan, Sting, Ray, Storm, Joe, Hardy, and a few others came out after Aries did. They stood on the ramp for a second and said they had his back and that they were there for support. Aces and eights then came out. They were ready to have the bloodbath. Brother.
But then they were ready for the bloodbath, and then two aces and eights have to walk up. They open the guardrail. One, the big man, comes through the guardrail and goes on and fights Austin Aries in the ring. Aries finally got the better of the big man, and then all hell broke loose. The Ace and Ace hit the ring. The TNA guys hit the ring. It was an all-out brawl. And then a man climbs up on the ring apron, puts a mask over his face and hits Austin Aries from behind with a flapjack.
Yep. Knocks Aries cold, gets the big guy out of the ring, and then all the aces and eights bail while everybody else stands pretty baffled.
The biggest question is, who was this mystery man?
I'm only sitting here shrugging because honestly I don't know.
Probably Bob from catering.
Did Alan... No, Alan didn't watch this show, so he couldn't tell us who it was.
The recapper that I'm looking at is saying possibly Wes Briscoe, but no, because Wes has got the long blonde hair, correct?
Yes, he has long hair, yes.
So this was not Wes Briscoe. Also, the guy was way too skinny, but again, with aces and eights, it's getting a little old, guys. Let's move it along. Please.
And I think we will. We're gonna get. They have too much time on their hands right now. They gotta get past No Surrender before they can really go full steam ahead with them.
Yeah, I mean, so it's getting
the
kind
worst
of old.
Thing is, I reckon we're gonna hit the reveal at Bound for Glory,
which is when they should. That's where they should.
But it's too far away.
I understand, but that's where I would have it finish off, is that that's where you set the next 6 months of your storylines with the reveal of who they are, and then you go from there.
Yeah, I know, but they really... The timing of everything just seems like it's going to drag.
But hopefully they have... Right now they're in a... We're kind of stuck mode, so we're dragging it out a little bit. I think once we get past the pay-per-view and they have 4 weeks of TV to really push it, they'll push it hard. And it will be more interesting than what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I imagine they're going to start letting it pick up steam around No Surrender.
Right. And that would be good. Now, here's my complaint. You mentioned No Surrender. What's happening at No Surrender?
Well, we know the Bound for Glory matches for sure are happening.
But what are those matches? We don't know.
They're to be decided next week.
There's nothing announced for this pay-per-view. Nothing. That's my biggest complaint about this show. You would have thought they would have set something up for the pay-per-view. Nothing. Nothing was set up.
You gotta remember, they're probably looking at this as the throwaway in between now and Bound for Glory, so...
But you can at least announce a match! Okay, we know what two things are gonna happen. We're gonna get the Bound for Glory series. We're gonna get three matches. There are three matches. The semifinals and the finals. You have five other matches you can announce. What's Austin Harris going to do? What's your X Division champion, who we haven't seen on TV in 2 weeks, gonna do? What's gonna happen on this show? Are we going to see the tag team titles on the line? What's going to happen? They could have said something. There's no, and the sad thing is, there's nothing. There's no storylines for any of them. We're probably going to get Madison Rayne and Mustafa Smacker one more time.
Oh, God.
Because that's the only storyline you can possibly see.
True.
There's no other storyline.
Unless they do Tara Smacker.
That one works, too. But... There's no real other. As good as Impact has been, there's only a couple storylines. And actually, it's only one real storyline right now. And the Bound for Glory series, so.
Yeah, they're kind of letting it down a little bit, and I'm hoping that they start to do something with it soon, just to kind of rebuild that interest. And I kind of have to wonder, since they're losing their live deal, what, next month?
I think so. But I think they're on live through September. I think they're going to... My gut tells me they're going to continue because the ratings are going up.
Yeah, so I wonder if they're anticipating winding down for the live TV and going back to pre-tape. But, you know, nothing should change in that at all. But
yeah, no, it shouldn't. And that's the problem. Nothing should change. They should be continuing to roll on like they have been. My biggest complaint is that we should at least know a couple matches, and that would help.
Yeah, well, next week's going to be the setup for sure.
Well, it's got to be.
Because if they pull a WWE where they announce one match for pay-per-view, that will be the lowest bought TNA pay-per-view in the history of the world.
Yeah, it would be.
But, overall thoughts on Impact?
Solid show. It progressed, I guess. Really didn't get much story beyond the Aces and Eights. But the battle, we had three good matches, and I knew that going in, and I wasn't disappointed. So, good show.
Mace?
Yeah, it was a good show. Been the most I've seen lately. Except for what I agree with Rock, you know, if you got a pay-per-view coming up, maybe you should think about adding some matches to it.
Yeah. just a hint, just a thought. And we got EY back, so, you know.
Yay! EY and OBD are reunited, but yeah, I gotta agree. Please give us some matches for No Surrender. By the way, I liked how you ripped off Captain America's shield for your logo. Very nice. But yeah, solid show. Very enjoyable. And I think on that note, we should take our second break of the evening, don't you?
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's take a break.
All right, so we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our Tweet of the Week. We're going to look ahead at SmackDown, and we have a user-submitted topic.
Also, hold on, by the way, question of the night. Who's the best heel in wrestling right now?
So stay tuned. You are listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com. We will be right back.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix got off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Hey, man. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
In first MD since 1983.
Well, that ain't good.
The drummer from the Vipers only got one eye.
You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say?
And I don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can, watch late night C-SPAN, and rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on WildTalkRadio.com, just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Looking for some wrestle talk?
I wonder how many people we lost when we start talking hockey. Four.
I went too, huh?
Fucking Canadians taking over, what the hell?
Oh, what's he doing? He doesn't work Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm not working, I'm having fun. Isn't he having fun? See, when I have fun and I'm loose and relaxed, you know.
You sound like you're having fun.
I sound like I'm having fun. And I don't sound like I'm intentionally making bad jokes, so you guys can pick up.
Then step into the ring Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, for Wrestle Talk Radio.
Yes, tune in to listen to Tim Stein crack bad jokes and pretend he's funny. He's my neighbor. He's poor. He cannot afford that pot. He only has that pot nano. That is girl's iPod. Go have a Coke and a smile.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com. I am Lindsay Ward, still joined by Rock and Mace, because, well, they're just as crazy as I am. And if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. And if you've been with us, thanks for sticking around. So, if you're just joining us, sorry, had to swallow. we were talking Impact and all the news of the week, and now coming back, we have one of our favorite segments ever. Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm gonna make Rocco first, 'cause I think he has the most.
Yes, I have the most. I have 11. Yeah, 11. This comes from Portia Perez, a female wrestler out of Canada.
Oh, I love Portia.
She goes, What don't I want to read about on Twitter? Number 10, how good-looking you think you are. Number 9, how good-looking you think I am. Number 8, your baby. Number 7, how hard you're working while tweeting. Number 6, Sarah. Number 5, Dell. Number 4, Ray. Number 3, who you're sleeping with. Number 2, who you're lying about sleeping with. Number 1, Sesame Street spoilers.
Wow. Okay. Mace, do you have one?
I've actually got a few, not as many as Rock, but I've got a couple, only because, well, one of them satisfies my own ego, because that's all I seem to do these days.
Egotistical prick.
Hey, I'm an egotistical bastard, and everybody fucking loves it.
It's part of your charm.
Damn fucking right. Alright, we'll start out with the ego boost first. This one comes from WWE Puppet H. It's actually a reply, because I asked him if he was coming down here to Australia with the Raw tour. And Puppet H says, "Doubtful. I saw Road Warrior movies and it looks like a pretty crazy place. Kind of scared to go." So Puppet H is a pussy.
Hey!
Hey, the country's not that bad. I know we have, like, the most animals per capita that can kill you, but, you know, you just be careful and stay out of their way. It's all good. Let's have a look. Got this one just recently by AJ Lee. Just landed in Sydney, thanks to the lady who helped me achieve my goal of meeting a koala. Sort of. His name is Benny. It comes with a photo. to which I'm posting in the chat room and also our little private chat, so probably Lindsay can go, aww.
Yeah, I actually saw that tweet. I was going through her feed.
Well, to finish things off, we're going to go with a triple threat of CM Punk tweets. The first one is from, probably Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Before Monday. This is from CM Punk. At True Kofi, please remind your partner that we're in Milwaukee tomorrow, not Green Bay. Say hi to little Jimmy for me.
Right.
And to continue on, these ones are very recent by CM Punk. I'm stoked to be in Sydney and nowhere near the RNC to hear how they intend to limit the rights of women and destroy the education system. He follows this up with, anyway, Sydney, how you doing?
How you doing?
CM Punk hitting on Sydney.
Not surprised. I actually have two. One is from AJ Lee and one is from CM Punk. First one is from CM Punk. Apparently he's leaking staples. And the other one is, just because she just posted it, update. Betty has just been punched in the face by Brodus Clay. I thought he was supposed to be jolly.
I'm going to go punch that fat dinosaur rapper. How dare he punch a koala?
Get him, mate! Get him!
Oh, fuck his shit up!
I have one more tweet.
Okay.
From Showtime EY Beard. Never give ODB a 5-hour energy drink. 5-hour energy on a fried chicken and lovin' day. Hashtag tired beard.
Aww. Well, it's gonna get more tired, dude, because I don't think she's done with y'all. Not by a long shot.
Just saying.
She needs some serious lovin'.
She does. That she does.
But now we're gonna move on. And we actually are very excited because our first discussion... Well, actually, no, we're not going to do the discussion. We're going to talk about SmackDown. Right, SmackDown. Because, you know, I should so totally read my run sheet.
Yes, so we're going to look ahead to what's happening this Friday night on SmackDown. Spoiler-free kind of-ish.
Yeah, if we give away spoilers, we're so incredibly sorry. We're trying not to. It's just... We're basically reading off the spoilers, trying not to give it away so we can get the match listings, because, oh wait, 411 Mania's got their non-spoiler out, so never mind.
Yeah, what we're going to see on SmackDown is a continuation of what's been happening on Twitter. We're going to see recently on Twitter, Natalya and Caitlin have been exchanging, you know, comments back and forth. Natalya's basically gone heel on Twitter, and I believe on commentary last week, you know, Caitlin followed it up. I didn't hear the commentary from Caitlin. I heard it was awful, but I don't know firsthand.
It was pretty bad.
Caitlin and Natalya will meet on SmackDown in a grudge match, and I believe Eve will be at ringside as a commentator for the matchup. And we'll get our first title match announced as well during this whole segment. Who will, you know, we'll get the date for Night of Champions for the Knockouts. Not knockout, the Divas title match.
By the way, can I just have a little rant of why the hell Eve even needs to be involved in this? At all?
Go ahead, it's your show.
Well, no, that's just my question. It's, okay, you have a feud between Natalya, Caitlin, and potentially Layla. Why does Eve need to be involved again?
Because boobs.
Boobs, and more boobs. I'm not sure.
Just have her go and be Booker T's secretary and do whatever the hell she does. She doesn't need to be involved in this shit. Leave her out.
No, she doesn't. Also on the program this Friday night on SmackDown, we're going to get a WrestleMania rematch because Cody Rhodes has been going after Sin Cara's mask lately. He's going to fight another masked man, this in the form of Rey Mysterio.
Ooh, can't wait. But, actually a, feud that's kind of been brewing a little bit. We see, the primetime players and their hashtag millions of dollars going against Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, that should be an interesting matchup, as apparently on WWE.com, their last week, Eve talked about a ranking system where, you know, she's going to go over all the records of wins, losses, and how good the teams are, and etc. And they're going to determine a new number one contender in some sort of fashion. So Eve's on the case.
Oh, dear God. We're all doomed.
Speaking of doomed, we're going to see a classic showdown between Sheamus and Damian Sandow.
That would actually be an interesting match, just because I'm really high on Sandow. I really like him. So, I wouldn't mind seeing him, actually. So, that may be something to look forward to. Another thing to look forward to, Randy Orton versus Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, we've seen this matchup multiple times in the last year, so we know they can put on a really good match together. And we'll see what happens when these two meet. But the one thing I know Lindsay's going to be looking forward to most is we get some more anger management. Well, not segments for anger management, just, you know, see if the training works.
I want to see those goddamn collages! Nothing has intrigued me more than that.
We will see if Kane can keep his anger management issues under control when he takes on Alberto Del Rio on SmackDown. My guess is somebody's going to get killed.
Potentially, but I guess we'll just have to watch and see.
We'll have to watch and see. Friday Night SmackDown tomorrow night. Check your local listings for time and channel.
Yes, and also scheduled to appear are Booker T, Sin Cara, and Vicky Guerrero. So tune in. It looks like it's actually going to be a pretty good show. And as always, it can't be any worse than Raw.
This is true. But staying on this whole SmackDown thing with Daniel Bryan and Kane, one of the questions we're going to talk about right now is there some sort of alliance going to be brewing between Daniel Bryan and Kane, Lindsay?
I don't know. This is something that you and I have kind of talked about, and this is a thought that popped into my head during the anger management skits in between my giggle fits, where the two could form a bond. The two could reasonably, in their anger management, you know, come together and see that, well, they're not the problem. AJ is.
Yeah, what do you think, Mace? Could you possibly see an alliance brewing between these two?
Yeah. I could see something along those lines. It wouldn't be hard to do, as you said, you know. They work out through their therapy that AJ is the problem, so they team up to go against the problem. I don't know.
The only reason
At this point, I'm seriously just like, it's like, I just want to see the funny skits.
I mean, the only reason that made me think of this is because they haven't really given us any payoff between AJ and Kane, even though they've teased us with it. Rather, they've teased me with it multiple times. And so we're not seeing any progression there. We're not seeing any further progression really in the storyline other than the funny skits between Brian and Kane. So it's obvious they've kind of let this one fall by the wayside, which is very disappointing. But, I would just be interested to see them move this forward in some fashion and even have Brian and Kane team up against AJ.
It could work. It could work. Unless it goes back to what we talked about a few weeks ago, that, It's not a Kane and Daniel Bryan alliance, but it's a Kane and AJ alliance. She's still pulling the strings with Kane, sending him to anger management to mess with Daniel Bryan.
And that could be it too. I mean, that could be the payoff as well. My issue is, like I said, they're not doing anything with it.
No. But it was the highlight of Monday Night Raw because, well, it was like the best segment ever, and it was like a minute long. And you got the entire history of Kane in 1 minute.
The accurate history of Kane. Not the bastardized book version, the actual real backstory of Kane.
Which has led us to all going, what will these collages look like?
Yeah, I want to see the anger collages, and also I would laugh if they bring in the source of their anger at the end, and AJ walks in, and Brian has to confront AJ, and, well, for Kane, Big Brother has to show up. Just because I want Kane to look at The Undertaker and say, sharing is caring, hold out his arms, and The Undertaker reaches back and backhands the fuck out of him. Just because it would make me laugh.
Make you laugh.
I keep saying it's gotta be Paul Bearer in an ice cube.
Yes, the other theory that we came up with was they wheel Paul Bearer in the wheelchair. He's painted blue. He's got icicles hanging off his mustache. And he's shivering as he talks.
That's gotta happen. If you think about it, he's gotta be shivering the next time we see him. Because he can't just come back normal. He has to be blue in the face, shivering in his wheelchair.
Yeah, and I think they're up in that area by Detroit, so they could easily go get Paul Bearer out of the freezer and bring him in.
But what would these collages look like? Especially Kane's.
I think for Kane, we're all expecting it to be lit on fire. That's why I'm thinking they're going to have Kane's be like the complete 180 with like kittens and bunnies and all kinds of other stuff on it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking. It's like, kitty, pretty.
Yeah.
it's the total opposite of what we, well, you know, all the, unless it's a, you know, a image of Pete Rose.
Oh, that's somebody else they could bring in, and Kane tombstones him.
Pete Rose will do anything for a buck. Even dressed in a chicken suit like he did that one year at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, I more expect, like, Daniel's standing there holding his anger collage up, or Harold is holding his anger collage up, and Kane just reaches over with a lighter and sets it on fire.
And then you have Daniel Bryan go, no!
No! No! No!
One of them's gonna hold up something with a goat, and Bryan's
yes.
gonna flip out.
Harold's gonna hold up one with a goat. All I know is, have you seen the wrestling meme of, I put it up on my Facebook, of Kane's whole little spiel that somebody did?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That was kind of awesome.
That took some work.
It did. It got everything down to a T. They've been really on point with them.
They have. I don't know who's writing these skits, but well done to them. That's all I can say. Yes. Creative, please take notes.
Pretty much, so. Yeah, Daniel Bryan, Kane, the story continues.
Yes, so stay tuned to Raw for the next updates of the anger skits, and tune into the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com, right after Raw, to hear our thoughts on it.
11:30 p.m.
Is that, what did I say?
11.
11, sorry. 11:30 p.m., and Omega has chimed in and says, Harold's collage will have a copy of See No Evil, a movie that really made him mad. Then Harold will go through the window. And Omega, if you want to chime in, call in.
You know he won't do that. Because that only leads to bad things for Omega when he calls in.
What do you mean it leads to bad things? It leads to good things. He gets to hang out with us.
He's been podcasting today, so I don't think he will.
Just wait till Sunday. Bad things will happen to Omega. Just saying.
Bummer. So does that mean we get to tease him mercilessly through the show?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Sweet.
You know, because Tim's not around, so we have to pick on somebody. So time to pick on Omega.
Oh, wait. Omega gets to be de facto Tim?
Yes.
Ooh.
He gets to be Canadian.
That means he has to learn O Canada by Sunday?
Yes.
Jersey. Good one. Does Katie Vick push Paul in?
Now the question is, does Omega know the lyrics to O Canada?
Quick hits question. And no, you can't Google them.
Anyway.
Anyway, he stopped typing at me, so I assume he's mad at me and he's ignored me. So, moving on.
Yes, moving on. One of our listeners sent us a scenario for our next discussion.
They did. This came
Hold on. Before we do that.
Do we have a caller?
Canadian!
Yes, you're now de facto Canadian.
Fuck off.
Aw, did you call in just to tell me that?
You should feel privileged.
I do. I feel so loved.
So do you know the lyrics to O Canada?
It's O Canada and something about why the fuck did we have to live here? I don't know. As far as I ever paid attention.
Well, you have to learn it by Sunday.
No.
Lindsay said so.
Lindsay doesn't order me around.
I thought she did.
When I have cookies, I get to.
It's the other way around.
No, when I have cookies, I get to order you around, and I have cookies right now, so.
But
thou shalt learn, O Canada.
Are the cookies reaching me? No.
They're my cookies.
They're not magical cookies.
You don't
they
know
do
that.
They do not have hypnotizing swirls.
You don't know that.
Can You're you right, because they're not in my hand.
Can you see them?
No, because they're not in my hand.
Well, damn it, whose fault is that?
Yours.
How is it my fault?
You have cookies, you're not sending them.
Like I can get them to you in 5 seconds.
You're clearly just not doing your job as a secretary.
It's my night off.
You wanted me, you get every part of me.
I'll be good. So many places I could take that, but I will be good.
No. Should just, you know.
Anyway, Wrestling Fanatics sent us awesome scenario for Survivor Series, in which it involves...
Yeah, he basically set up a scenario that at Survivor Series, we'll see the return of Triple H and Brock Lesnar in the ring at the same time, but as Team DX versus Team Lesnar. In his scenario, it's Team Lesnar has a bunch of MMA guys against Team DX, which is the Outlaws and X-Pac teaming up with Hunter. In a scenario where if Brock wins, he goes to the Rumble, and if Brock loses, he's gone. His scenario ends up with Brock being eliminated, Brock's team winning Survivor Series, and then Brock being eliminated by Undertaker in the Rumble, setting up Taker and Brock at WrestleMania with Triple H as the referee. Now, the question I'm going to pose is, not his scenario, but a possible DX, the Team Hunter versus Team Lesnar at Survivor Series. Is this a match we want to see? Is it possible? What do you guys think?
Anything is possible for the right amount of money. But you've got to find people who will actually team with Lesnar.
Right, that was the hard thing I've been thinking of when he told me about the scenario on Monday night, is like, a Team Lesnar. Who would fit with Brock Lesnar as a team?
It's not just that, it's who fits with Brock Lesnar, like who would he get along with to team up with him? And, who would be a feasible opponent for the entirety of DX?
See, in my mind, I don't see the entirety of DX just because it's Hunter and the Outlaws, and there's one other...
X-Pac.
Thank you. Road Dogg, as far as I know, is retired.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, before he came back to WWE, he was working in these regular... So, he's been in action.
Well, you've seen him lately. He's not in ring shape.
It's not a matter of ring shape, it's a matter of it's freaking DX. I mean, last time DX had a Survivor Series team, it was what? The Hardys?
Hardys and Punk.
Hardys, yeah. And they didn't lose a man.
No, no, they didn't.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just... I love DX, and I can appreciate DX, but to me, DX feels overdone. And honestly, I wouldn't want to see Hunter the Outlaw as an X-Pac.
The Outlaws I want to see, not X-Pac.
Well, yeah, one more Outlaws match wouldn't be so bad. But go back to Brock, the one name you could possibly team up and it would make the internet go, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, CM Punk.
Why?
I have no reason. It would just make them go, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Because you know.
Okay, I think we're long beyond the oh my god, oh my god, oh my god booking style. There needs to be reason to it.
Right. I know. I know.
Punk's got his own stuff going on with Cena and trying to get respect and beating up geriatric Jerry Lawler.
Right.
But if you're going to take this into Survivor Series, that will probably be done by Survivor Series, so you could easily bring Punk in through Heyman's influence, where Heyman goes to Punk and he says, I need you, and Punk says, okay, especially as a heel.
But then you're reducing your WWE champion to a hired gun.
Who's to see
he's trying to grab what? The spotlight away
Mace,
from other
Mace.
People. Why would
okay,
he
wait, 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 wait.
Mace.
Wait.
What?
Now the WWE champion is in a reduced role?
Okay, an even further reduced role.
Mace, and here's another point. Who says he will be WWE champion by this point?
This is true.
They are going... It is going to be Cena and Punk at Night of Champions. You sure he's going to keep his... You sure Punk will keep his belt?
You never know.
Anything can happen
Kryptonite.
In the
Okay, look, you got to remember, I get to see the amazing SummerSlam rematch of Big Show versus CM Punk versus Cena this weekend. I might be able to find access to high-powered weaponry. I may be able to try and cripple John Cena somehow. He's still got a chance to be injured in this country, okay?
You don't need a car that badly.
He doesn't have a car.
I'll find one.
just get the insurance, because you know as soon as you hit Cena, it's gonna crumple like a piece of paper.
True. But, I don't know, I might try and find some green rocks to tie to the front of it.
I just thought of something. You could get a rock, you could spray paint it green, and you could take it to Punk and be like, here's some kryptonite for Cena.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be absolutely awesome. Oh, I still have to do that now. I have to go and find a green rock by tonight.
Where am I going to find a rock?
Go to a hardware store, get some green, bright neon green spray paint, and just find a rock in your backyard.
I may have to. Because
you're going to meet him tomorrow.
Yeah.
And yeah.
He's geek enough to get that.
You could even put it in a little box with it written on top, Cena's Kryptonite, and just be like, here, this is for you.
You know, you have to do this now.
Who would even write Kryptonite on it? You know, just let The Rock be the joke.
Yeah. But you know you have to do this now, right, Mace?
Yeah, I have to go and scour around the backyard for a decent-sized rock and then go get some spray paint.
But... Anyway, getting back to the point, I think if you wanted to solve the problem of who would be Team Lesnar, other than the MMA guys, you could almost have it where it's not necessarily people that would get along with Lesnar, it's people that Heyman is friends with, or Heyman has influence over, or Heyman has managed. And I think that opens the door more, where Heyman is the uniting factor, it's not Lesnar.
Okay, so besides Lesnar, who has Heyman managed in the past?
Big Show.
Matt Morgan.
That's still with the company.
Well, Matt Morgan keeps saying he's coming back.
Yeah, he's saying he's coming back. He's technically free agent.
So you have Matt Morgan.
Sure, it would be a good way to bring Morgan back in,
Matt
too.
Morgan, Big Show. You see, you have this dominating team. And if Team Lesnar is supposed to go over...
Isn't Mark Henry supposed to be returning by Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Now, that would be a team to put up against, like, a DX-style team is... You know, you got Lesnar, Big Show, Matt Morgan, and Mark Henry. That's a big-ass dominant team you've got there.
It is. That's a hell of a combo.
Which means now that we've suggested it, it won't ever happen.
But, you know, just to take the alternative out of the MMA guys, because Vince is not going to bring in the MMA guys, and neither is Hunter. I mean, let's be realistic.
Because they cost a small fortune.
Yeah,
well, not only they cost a fortune, and he's not going to risk putting guys who aren't trained in wrestling, who are trained to really hurt people, into their wrestling matches.
Yeah. They're not going to be that foolish, so...
Yeah. What did we learn from Brawl for All?
The Butterbean should never wear shorts, or it should always be wearing a t-shirt.
Butterbean should remain clothed at all times.
That's sad. That's what we remember Bart Gunn for.
But no, and it,
hey,
just
he
to get
a, he got a glass jaw out of that one. He went down like a sack of shit.
But I just as the alternative to the MMA guys, I like the concept. I'm just not sure, again, with the DX side of it, that I'm okay with it.
Oh, because they'd probably have to bring Sean out of retirement for that. And that's the last thing you want to do, is bring Sean out of retirement.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
No.
So.
Now, the question is everybody's going to roll their eyes when I say this, is can you work Taker into that equation?
Yes. You put him on, you don't use X-Pac, you use Taker.
Does he come out the way he did for the last Survivor Series team he joined? You know, opens up his coat and his bright green DX written on it.
You could. And he could do the crotch chop at the end.
Oh, imagine Taker doing the crotch chop.
Oh, if he did that, he'd break his knees.
No, it's a Taker crotch chop. So he comes out to his normal entrance, he stands up on the ring steps, he raises his arms to bring up the lights, and then he slowly brings his arms down into the cross chop, and the lights slowly dim to green.
He set off the DX pyro and switched the music that way. That would probably be a very epic entrance.
Kind of would, honestly.
The unthinkable has happened. The Undertaker has joined DX.
But we already know what he looks like in the DX t-shirt.
We do. We have pictures of it.
Oh, no.
Have you not seen that picture?
No.
Really? Wow.
Where's someone been?
I've been busy.
Wow. Okay.
That's why I chimed in text, but then someone went and called me a Canadian.
Oh, so that's what we gotta do to get him on this show. We gotta call him a Canadian.
You have to personally offend me.
Hold on, here we go.
You can do that.
There you go. Oh my god.
Alrighty. Oh, that so doesn't work.
It looks so wrong.
Omega's like, wow.
It's from that one, everyone joins DX one night only thing.
Yes.
There's Kali and Hornswoggle in there somewhere.
Yes.
God, that still makes me laugh.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing something like that. Undertaker, Hunter, Outlaws against the Henry,
yeah,
Big Show,
yeah.
Lesnar, Morgan.
Yo, you put Undertaker and Triple H on anything. They, you know, you could probably be 2-on-5, and they, you'd still give them the best odds.
This is true, and I mean, if you really wanted to, rather than doing the whole Royal Rumble thing with Lesnar, you have Lesnar take out Taker right there. Lesnar wins the Rumble. Because, I mean, my whole issue with it is, as far as the setup for WrestleMania of Taker versus Lesnar, the odds of Lesnar gets to go in the Royal Rumble, which I think was a stipulation, or he's gone, just doesn't seem like it's big enough odds. It feels like it should be bigger.
Yeah,
because he's already gone, so what are they gaining if they win?
It should be the stipulation should be, you know, you get a shot at the WWE Championship.
I say bigger. I say, you know, if you want Lesnar gone, I say Triple H goes.
Yeah, because are you really going to get even Big Show, Henry, and all of them interested in helping Lesnar so that Lesnar can get a title match?
Not really.
No. It's got to be something that benefits all of them, and shelving Triple H completely would probably do that.
Good point. Good point. I don't know.
Who would have thought logically on this show if I didn't call in?
I don't know, but we're glad you're here. Logically? What? So, yeah.
Finding your plot holes.
I know.
We're talking WWE. There is no logic.
This is true. But, you know the real reason we got them on the show tonight, right, Lindsay?
Talk football?
Yeah, we have Omega and Mace here to talk football.
Well, before we talk football,
okay, fine, I'll stop the music. I was ready to go for music, and you go, no, before we do that...
Well, before we talk
thank you.
Football...
Thank you. Thank you, Rock, for your premature jubilation.
I say we get our question of the night out of the way, and then we close with football.
Okay, fine.
Just so that way we tie all the wrestling together and we don't skip.
Fine.
Plus, it's my show, so...
Fine.
So, for those of you who have been listening all night, you've heard our question of the night, which is, who is the best wrestling in... Or, I'm sorry, who's the best heel in wrestling
Lindsay Ward.
Right now?
The best wrestling in heel?
Yes, the best
wrestling
in heel.
Best wrestling in heel.
So that's Trish Stratus. She can wrestle in heels.
Actually, she can. But who is the best heel in wrestling right now? And I think we should go with the responses from Facebook and Twitter first, don't you?
I guess so. It's your show.
It's your show, Ellen. I mean, Lindsay.
Hang up on him for that.
There you go.
And I'm going to get a fuck you all here in a second from him. So anyway, sorry, Mace.
No, let's call him back now. All right. Some of we put this question out on Facebook and the Twitter. We got responses. We have the likes of CM Punk, Vicky Guerrero, Alberto Del Rio. We have another Vicky Guerrero, Kane.
Kane.
We had a couple Bully Rays. We had CM Punk would be, I guess, why Orton, Triple H, and Christian aren't heels blows my mind. We have one says, I guess, Punk. Let's go to Twitter. So we got a couple of responses on the Twitter as well.
Fire-breathing Twitter machine.
Yes. And we can't disagree with this one. Jessica Havoc's boob says, J. Hav and Portia Perez.
Yeah. Best female heel, Jessica Havoc and Portia Perez. Absolutely not going to argue there at all.
And her boobs also say third would be CM Punk. We also have one, Maestro Scotty B says, me, and my reply is, who are you again? So, those are what the people have been saying, who the best heel in wrestling is right now. We got chat room says Punk, Bobby Roode, Del Rio is second in their mind. So, what do you guys think? Who's the best heel?
Who wants to go first?
Since Omega laughed, it's Omega.
Yeah, that's what I figured to do. Why did no one say Paul Heyman? God, if the goal of a heel is to come out there and make the crowd hate you and manage to progress a storyline while you're doing it, I think Heyman takes that hands down. And the guy just... I love the way he works, but I want to hate him when he comes out. I mean, I think Ziggler's doing a good job. He's not there yet. Del Rio, you're still not doing anything to impress me. He's just not. Let's see, you can't call Lesnar the best heel on TV because he's barely fucking on TV. Not watching TNA, so I speak no opinions of it. So I hear the Apple Teeny makes a lot of appearances.
It does.
It does.
Yeah. It's kind of awesome.
But I wouldn't call him the best heel in wrestling because he's more comedic heel than someone you want to know.
Yeah, that's true. See, I still don't like how Punk turned heel in the first place. I think this feels artificial compared to what he has been doing over the, you know, since the original Summer of Punk. I think it kind of flies in the... He's trying to pass off as the same character, but he's flying in the face of it, and there was no real... There's no real genuine tipping point. There was nothing unusual that brought him out. He just suddenly stopped acting the way he has for the last year. And I hate when a heel turn is done that way. So Punk right now, while he might be playing a good heel, I don't think it was a heel role that he should have been playing. Or at least he's not playing it the right way. I don't know, it's just off to me. I'm done now, Rock. You can speak now.
This is not my show. Remember, this is Lindsay's show.
I'm done now, Lindsay. You can speak now.
She's the host. I'm just the producer. Remember this. I'm just sitting here being the producer.
Well, fine. You talk next.
Bully Ray. He draws a lot of heat for TNA. He's one of those old school heels. He's a bully, but a coward at the same time. My pick is Bully Ray.
Okay, Mace.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Rock. Bully Ray, most definitely. Probably followed up by Bobby Roode. And then, yeah, I'd probably go with CM Punk in third, even though he's more an anti-heel than a heel. He's trying to fly in the face of the authority around him, yet at the same time, he's loved by fans, so he's stuck in that Austin role.
But he knocked out Lawler last week. He's going to knock him out again.
And we all cheered for it.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think that was the Kaufman effect.
But still, like, even every time he starts talking up, the fans agree with it, the fans cheer it. If you want to go by fan reaction, John Cena's the biggest heel in wrestling. Because everybody seems to hate him.
This is true.
He's the biggest heel without ever having a heel turn. But, yeah, I probably definitely put most of TNA's heels over the WWE crew at the moment. They just seem to develop better characters with better personalities. My God.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Mace on this one. I'd actually put, before he left, Bobby Roode was probably the best heel I've seen in a long time. I like Bully as a heel, but he's kind of, to me, a niche heel, where he's great at playing, obviously, the bully. but that's all he's good at, for, in my opinion, of playing a heel. Everything else I've seen him do is just kind of eh. But, I mean, those two were the top for me. And then we were sitting here trying to think about it last night, and as far as WWE goes, I can't really think of any other heels. I mean, if you want to count Punk as one, sure, but I don't see Punk as a heel. Punk is more of a tweener right now.
He's going more heel, but it's not a natural. It's not as natural as it could be.
Yeah,
It doesn't help that no one's going for it.
Right. We all want the 10%ers want to cheer for him. A lot of the fans are booing. He's starting to get a lot of boos. He's getting more boos than he did.
My issue with Punk is there is nothing that he's doing that's really heelish to me. It's, you know, everything he said is true.
That's what sucks about it. We're all behind him because he's saying things that are true.
I mean, it's, now if he walked out there and he said, you know, I'm in the best in the world because I'm God or something to that effect, and he started getting that kind of ego on him, then yeah, it might be a little bit easier to hate him. But I mean, the fact of the matter is the fact that he's been WWE champion for 8 months and he hasn't been in the main event since TLC in December is 100% true.
Right.
And he deserves to be there. If nothing else, because he is the WWE champion, and he has been playing second fiddle. I mean, how many times have we said on all the shows on this network, Punk needs to be in the main event. He doesn't need to be opening Raw. He doesn't need to be a mid-card match on a pay-per-view. He needs to be in the main event because he is your title holder. So we haven't said anything that he hasn't. You know, it's... So you can't really hate him for that. And as far as kicking Jerry Lawler in the back of the head... Okay. You know, I think he would have gotten more boos if he'd done it to JR. I mean, in my opinion...
He would have got more boos if it was done in Memphis.
Yeah.
If it was done in Memphis, yeah.
If it was done in Memphis, CM Punk would have to be ushered out into a car and leave the state.
Yeah. That second. But, I mean, as far as him kicking Lawler in the back of the head, Lawler is a... somewhat beloved figure in the WWE. In my opinion, he is not as beloved as JR. Lawler, you either really like him or you really hate him, and there's very few in between. So, you know, the fact that they're trying to do with Lawler what they did with JR, it just, for me, doesn't work, because it's, okay, you kick Jerry Lawler in the back of the head, life goes on.
Right.
It's not like you took out JR. He's
right.
Probably one of the most beloved figures in wrestling right now.
Right, and we've been there, done that with Jerry Lawler in the last year or so.
Right, so it's, you know, as Miz pointed out, he's like, oh yeah, I've been there, done that.
Right.
So it's, to me, using Lawler, I get why they're doing it, but it just, it doesn't do anything for me. So them trying to establish Punk as a heel, it's not really working. Because it's...
Go ahead.
It's just, it's him changing the tone of his voice for me. That's it.
Right, and they're stuck with the point of, they're using Jerry Lawler because there's no face he could do that against that would draw that type of emotion. And at the same time, for the heel turn to work, there's no top baby face he could turn on that the fans won't really get behind him for doing that turn.
And anything else would feel forced. I mean, if Triple H comes out sometimes and says, introducing our new heel, introducing our new diva in the WWE, she is a nun who runs an orphanage, and oh, CM Punk just kicked her in the head.
Right.
Yeah.
And there'd still be cheers.
There'd still be cheers, because that's what we do. And that's why they use The Rock to start the turn, because he's the only face that you can... honestly, right now, do a turn on.
But even to that extent, it's
Rock. Could you just imagine if CM Punk kicked Michael Cole? It'd be the biggest instant face turn on the planet.
Oh,
it would.
I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as The Rock goes, is he even still as big a face as he was 10 years ago?
Yes.
No.
Okay, Mace, why no?
Believe it or not, there are a lot of people who slowly have come around to my way of thinking. Sure, they're the same type of fans that, you know, well, usually side with CM Punk or will actually look a bit deeper into what goes on behind the curtain. But last time The Rock was out, a lot of people weren't exactly cheering for him the way that they did during his first big return. There was a lot of boos mixed into it. There was a lot of piping in of excess noise and chants. People are catching on that The Rock is a guy who will come out, get a quick pop, get a quick paycheck, and then disappear until the money's right again.
Okay, now Rock, why do you say yes?
Because there's still those crowds in most areas where you hear 95% cheers for The Rock. Depending on who's he in the ring with, you might get a slight boo or two. But for the most part, he is over as a babyface. And he's always had his critics who would boo him. No matter how, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, he still had those people that would boo him. Now, if you look at a lot of the times he showed up, he got the loudest ovations. Just look at WrestleMania. He got loud ovations. The night after, loud ovations. Leading up to it, most of the times, loud ovations. He's still the top face in the company.
But is he on the same level as John Cena? Again, we were talking last night that there's levels of faces, and nobody's on the level of John Cena.
He's bigger than John Cena, because John Cena is not a face or a heel. John Cena is the face of the company, but not a babyface.
John Cena is a force of nature. He chooses no size. He just levels everything in his path.
And that's why we need green. Mace needs to go color a rock green and give it to CM Punk.
So if Cena's a force of nature and levels anything in his path, do we need to put him in a gigantic sandwich costume?
Yes! We do!
But this is where we're
cream of CM Punk.
Yeah.
Just don't give him the club or the cleaver.
Right. And this is where we're going to say right now. Tomorrow on WTRS, the most rarest piece of footage you have ever seen.
Oh my god.
You're
not going to break that out now.
I am. It's going to be tomorrow. The most rarest piece of footage ever.
Most rarest?
Yes.
That's like the bestest rarest.
It is the bestest rarest ever. You didn't know that?
Keep going.
This is rarer than finding an Action Comics number one in mint condition.
Yes, it is. So,
this is rarer than finding one of Lita's ex-boyfriends who's clean.
No, that doesn't exist.
My point exactly.
So you don't want to miss this riff.
No.
Same. By the way, CM Punk is awesome.
Yes, he is. His Twitter is awesome.
Follow him at CM Punk. Someone goes, "You're an ass for what you did," and you spelled ass A to money signs. His reply was, "And you are for using dollar signs to spell ass."
Mace, when you meet him, tell him we love him. We bow down to worship him.
I'm quite sure he would hear that a lot.
Yeah, but we actually mean it.
So now, Lindsay, can I play the music?
Yes, now you can do football.
I'm allowed to?
Yes.
Okay. You know when you hear that theme, it's football season, unless you watch MLB on Fox and they kind of ripped it off for baseball. But it's football time!
So the preseason is officially over this week and we go into the regular season!
We do, and we have the two experts who are going to break it all down for us in Omega and Mace because they know everything about football.
Omega knows something about football?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one with the two goalies, right?
No,
yes.
No, no. You don't have two goalies. That's
yes, you do.
No, that's baseball.
No, no. What?
Oh my god, I want that shirt.
Yeah, I do too. I like that better
tomorrow.
I like that one a lot better than the last Transformer Back to the Future crossover they had.
But anyway.
I'm gonna have to spend money again.
But anyway, here's what we're going to do. Tonight, we're going to give our predictions on who's going to win each division, who's going to be in the championship games, and who will win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go get a Coke.
No, 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 no. You stay right where you're at.
Okay, I'm going to have
Brock,
to go last.
I don't even know the names of all the teams or what divisions they're in.
That's okay.
Me neither.
That's okay.
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
I have you covered. There
Stall.
There you go.
Oh, God. You're going to make me go NFL.com?
Yes.
Yes.
You realize that geeks don't go to sports websites, right?
Yeah, I am losing geek cred right now.
We won't tell anyone.
We won't tweet this out. Okay.
God, I'm starting to feel macho. This is disgusting.
Oh, match your hair.
All right.
It's not my fault I have the hair of a god. Jeez.
We'll start calling you Samson.
All right, Delilah.
Does that mean I get to cut it off?
Only if you're in proximity to do it.
Quick, Mace, hold him down. I'll get the clippers.
Hey, it's going to take
clippers.
Me
I know that theme.
It's going to take me longer to get over there to hold him down than you to travel over to cut his hair.
Well, if you start now, I'll give you a day's head start.
I've got things to do tomorrow!
Fine, after you do CM Punk, get on an airplane, get over here!
To be fair, me getting my hair cut happens just as rarely as meeting CM Punk.
Okay, moving back to football. Because that's what everyone...
keep this train off the goddamn rails.
By the way, in the chat room, MN0733 is taking Pats, Jets, Bills, Fins. Kane Kittens is saying Denver, Houston, Baltimore, and Pats. As well as Dallas, San Fran, Green Bay, and Atlanta. On the Atlanta, thank you very much. Let's see, who else? And then MN733 is saying for the North, Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns. And then the wild cards for Kane Kittens is Chicago and Philly.
Wait.
Isn't that every team?
Yeah, he listed off the AFC North.
I think it's in that order.
Oh, okay. We just want the one team out of each division, that's all.
He's predicting the whole standing.
Okay.
Tell me how many offenses they're going to have throughout the whole season.
I am pasting the link to NFL.com in the chat room if you want to play along with us. This is not part of our pick'em, but we're just going through. But if you'd like to be a part of our pick'em, is the leak still open or is it closed?
You can be a part of it. Just send me an email, media@wildtalkradio.com. We'll get you all set up to play, do football pick'em with us.
What
yes.
if we don't want to be part of it?
Then you don't have to do anything.
Sweet, getting a Coke.
No, that's for the weekly thing. This is, you have to stick here for this.
God, fuck. Just pick teams.
Yeah, these don't matter. Hell, I'm going to have Subway and Rob do it. Subway knows nothing about football.
He knows more than me.
I doubtful. He knows more hockey than you, but he doesn't know football.
Wait, hold on. He knows more hockey than a Canadian?
No, than Omega. Oh, yeah, Omega's Canadian. Yeah, true.
Stick with the joke, Rock.
I forgot for a second. Jesus.
Omega, just pick your teams, and then you can go get a Coke.
And smile. Pick your teams.
We're doing an each.
You have to pick each division winner, and then...
Okay.
Then we'll pick the... Just pick each division winner first.
God, for everyone to be amused because I don't know how any of them did.
The season doesn't count.
Okay, going in order of this list you gave me, I'm going, see, Patriots. God, all the teams. At least the AFC North full of teams I know to be terrible.
They're not all terrible.
Just the Browns and the Bengals are.
Yes, the Browns and the Bengals are.
Thank
terrible.
You, Steelers. I'll get them any way I can.
Do you want me to just tell you?
No. The fun of it is him picking.
Pick Atlanta.
He's not there yet. He's still in the AFC. Come on.
Yeah, the fun of this is, this is the only time I'll ever do this, and then we find out, you know, as the season goes, that I get everyone right.
These are better than your wrestling predictions.
Yeah. Because there I'm trying to use logic. God forbid. This one I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Roll a four-sided dice.
I don't have a four-sider here.
Do you have the 27-sided dice?
No. You know what I have? I have two-siders. Or do you call them quarters?
Well, flip a quarter.
We have to flip a lot of quarters to get this.
Well, then you'll get practice at it.
This isn't how quarter flipping works.
Well, then get four-sided dice, goddammit.
I don't have.
Just pick!
By the way, I think CM Punk's listening.
Why?
There's his latest tweet from 2 minutes ago. He goes, I'm not turning my back. I'm leading the way. You're a walk behind her. The view never changes.
And
he's watching a girl's ass.
As far as his ass goes, I'm okay with walking behind that and taking a look. No problem with that whatsoever.
So, Omega, continue.
Keep hoping you'll forget.
No.
The quicker you get through it, the quicker you get your Coke.
It's by now, just must, saying.
Must have carbonated beverage. Titans, Broncos. And moving on.
I know why you picked the Broncos, too.
Because I guessed.
And they have Peyton Manning, you know, on your beloved, who used to be in your beloved Colts.
They do?
Yep.
Yeah. Manning's no longer on the Colts, he's on the Broncos. You need a new hat, don't you, now?
What, so Spud can take 4 years to send that one to me?
Yes. Alright, now let's go for the NFC.
Redskins, Packers. These are all shit. Oh God. Falcon Seahawks. Purely based on I like birds.
And the host could kill you if you didn't pick the Falcons. Not that we're biased.
Mace, you're up.
I'm going to pick the broom, the thing over there, the other place, and yeah.
No, pick.
As I'm trying to organize 75 things at once, I'm going to go with, I'm guessing we're only doing the four out of the AFC, yes?
Dude, we're doing AFC, we're doing, you know, four for AFC, four for NFC.
Alright. Jets, Ravens, Colts, and Broncos, why not?
Okay, NFC.
Let's see. Giants, Packers, Saints, and Cardinals.
Okay.
Cardinals. Okay.
Am I going or are you going?
You go.
Patriots, Ravens, Texans, Broncos, Eagles, Packers. She's twisting my arm. Falcons and the 49ers.
All right. I'm going with Patriots because Ryan can eat shit and die. Steelers. I'm going to go with the Colts.
Really? Okay.
I think Luck's going to have some luck this year. Broncos because they have Manning. Giants. Packers. Falcons. And 49ers.
Alright, now, if you remember the teams you picked, pick the two that will make it to those championship games.
Are we going to make Omega and Mace do this?
Yes.
Is Omega back?
Either he is or he's not, but Mace, go first. Oh, look, it is the Canadian.
He's back.
He's becoming more like Tim every second.
God, I am hanging up now.
You don't want to open the All right,
so what are we doing now?
Remember the teams you just picked?
What I opened was an alcoholic.
We're never sure, Tim, so, we actually opened
so
up
So we're taking one team out of each conference and saying these two are the ultimate winners?
Give me two out of each conference first.
I'm going to be... Shit, I can't remember what I picked now. This is what happens when I don't write this shit down. Go Raven and Colts. The okay. AFC...
All right,
he picked Ravens. I'm shocked.
All right, before you continue, Ravens, Colts, now pick a winner.
Colts.
Okay. So you have the Colts and the Super Bowl. Now I'll do the NFC.
I'd say Packers and Giants with the Packers going over.
Alright, so you have the Colts and the Packers.
If that's the way this shit works.
Alright, now pick the winner.
The sports bar that I go to watch the Super Bowl.
No. Pick a winner.
But they are gonna be the winners. They make a fucking mint every year.
Oh, I know.
And this year I'm going to be booking a table, that's for sure.
And who would you be rooting for?
Packers.
Okay, the Packers win the Super Bowl. Omega.
I'm trying to remember who I picked.
In the NFC, you picked birds. You picked the Redskins, Packers, Falcons, and Seahawks. I think. Yeah.
Okay, so for what, AFC first?
Yeah, go AFC first.
No, let's say Patriots and Broncos.
Patriots, Broncos, and who goes on?
I'll say Patriots.
All right, so you have the Patriots, and they go up against. Who's your NFC two?
I'll say Packers and Falcons.
Okay, who wins?
Packers.
Packers, Patriots, who wins?
What team has bigger titties on their cheerleaders?
They're all pretty much the same, fake, yeah, in the same size.
Yeah, they're all the same size, so.
NFL has a strict uniform tit size.
But the Patriots have a mascot. I don't think the Packers do. But they have cheese heads, so.
Okay. No, then definitely Packers.
All right, so.
I'm against any sports team that puts a man in an animal suit, you know, on the sidelines.
They're not. It's not an animal. It's a Patriot.
Worse.
Okay. Lindsay, you want to go?
Hey, if I couldn't leave during the show, you can't.
Apparently she's not talking, so in the NFC...
Sorry, I was on mute.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go with... like ponies. Colts, Broncos.
Colts, Broncos. Colts. Who wins?
I'm going with the Broncos.
All right, so the Broncos will face... Who's your two from the NFC?
See, Falcons are gonna choke, so 49ers and Green Bay.
Winner?
I'll go with 49ers.
So who's your Super Bowl champ?
49ers.
Ravens, Patriots, Ravens go to Super Bowl. Eagles, Packers, Packers beat Eagles, Packers beat Ravens, Packers Super Bowl champs. So now, everyone go to Las Vegas and make these picks.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you'll do well.
Please don't go to Vegas unless you win and then we get 20% of whatever you make.
And if you're going to do it, use Omega's predictions because they're probably going to be the most correct out of all of us.
Because the rest of us are biased.
Yes. Except for Mason, because he picked Tim Tebow to win a division.
He picked the Jets, technically. He didn't say Tim Tebow wins. He said the Jets.
You picked the Jets.
Wait,
you're picking Tim
Tebow. Tebow's on the Jets? Oh, fuck, I want to change my pick.
Tim Tebow doesn't even need receivers. He just runs down the field himself and catches his own throw. He's Mr. Perfect that way.
He's Jesus. Do you want to change your pick, Mace?
Good. I might as well stick with it. Who else am I going to...
No.
I'm going to have to stick...
not ready to be picked.
Yeah, because my other choices are the Patriots, the Bills, and the Dolphins, and nah. Unfortunately, the Jets are the only decent sounding team out of the lot.
Okay.
Tebow or not, the other teams sound like shit.
Well, we know the Chiefs aren't going to get very far, at least based on tonight. Roses are red bacon, it's also red poems are hard bacon.
Indeed. Bacon.
That doesn't do anything for you.
No, sorry.
So yeah, there's our expert football picks. We'll talk more football as the weeks go by here on the Rack.
Yeah, as they play on Thursday nights, we will be talking about football because, well, Rock and I will be watching it, so... You get to hear about it whether you want to or not, because we watch it simultaneously with Impact.
Yes.
So does this mean next week we're going to be picking round one's winners?
No.
Round what? Rounds one? What? We're picking... You have to make picks next Tuesday, Miss. Or at least a pick next Tuesday.
I don't understand. I might as well do it all now.
You can.
No, you can't, because the lines aren't out yet. To wait for the lines.
Why? I picked mine 2 weeks ago. For the pick'em?
Yeah, for the pick'em.
I already picked mine.
Then you should.
It let me do it.
You could do it, but there's gonna be line spreads in them. You're gonna wanna, you know, pay attention to that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, cause they have deadlines of like 5 minutes before each game, and I'm usually asleep when they happen!
But the lines come out like on a Monday. You'll be okay. Anyway.
I'm being told I have to be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus, Arizona is beating Denver? Really? Arizona knows how to win a football game?
They picked the quarterback.
No offense, King Kittens.
But anyway. So what's
Go
bugging?
Birds.
Go Birds. What's bugging everybody this week, Omega? What's bugging you?
Doing quite well this week, actually. Nothing really bugging me. Yeah, creamsicle Oreos are apparently limited edition. Cut that shit out. Make them forever. They're so awesome.
I'm gonna have to find them.
It's a creamsicle without the ice cream headache.
Ooh, nummy.
Oh, CM Punk.
He's vocal tonight.
Yeah.
Someone's got a long plane ride.
He just got off the plane or something, or waiting for the plane, something like that.
It's currently 3:30 p.m. in Sydney. He still has 4 hours to kill before the show stops.
Yeah, because his last tweet was, okay, too many tweets since landing, been stretching, time to run, Sydney. Wave if you see me fly by. And his last tweet was, someone tweeted at him, you will never be the level of at Hulk Hogan ever, in his response, thank Jeebus.
By the way, good one, Kane Kittens. He says, it's backups and even a blind squirrel finds nuts once in a while.
This is true.
Oh wait, Denver just tied it up.
So Mace, anything bugging you?
Yeah, Australian retailers. Damn you, you bastards. Why do you all have to propagate the same two goddamn WWE action figures left on your shelves when I'm trying to find a CM Punk action figure?
Who was left on the shelves?
Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton.
How did I know it'd be Kofi?
And the thing is, you know, I just say it was just, you know, lack of stock if it was just one store. I went to 8 different stores.
Oh my god.
Every single one of them had the exact same 2 figures on shelf.
Apparently that's all they get in Australia.
Better than
I know we had CM Punk ones. I've still got people out there scouring for them.
Well, maybe you'll find one when you're out getting green paint.
Because I want you to make that damn rock and take it to him just to see what he says.
I'm not going to have that much time left, but I'll try.
You got all day today.
The day's almost over, retard!
What time is it?
3:30.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
Oh god, that's early.
An hour and a half till the shop shut.
Why do they close at 5?
Because they do.
What wow.
That's it, I'm not moving to Australia.
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, like you lot were actually planning to move to Australia.
I would have if the shops were open later.
I want a pet koala.
Go steal AJ Lee's. It's been abused.
Guess it's my turn now.
Yes.
I don't really have any complaints. It's thank God the Jersey Shore has been canceled after this upcoming season. No more Jersey Shore.
Thank you, God.
It's over. No more Snooki. No more JWoww. No more whatever that DJ guy's name was. No more situation.
Yeah, we'll still have to put up with Snooki because she reproduced.
No more situation. They can all go bye-bye. Thank God.
No, Snooki will be in the tabloids for the next 20 years with her child being taken away from her about 50 times.
Right, and Jerry Jones, never rap, ever, even if it's for Papa John's. Don't rap.
Oh dear, that's terrifying sounding.
Yeah, it was. So I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. But, Lizzie, anything bugging you?
What was the point of WWE bringing Randy Orton back if they're just going to kick him back out again to do the movie? Why not just leave him out until he comes back in November? I mean, it's not like he's doing anything.
Let's he's got a point. And here's hoping this is what I think it is.
When I'm at Cowboys Stadium or sitting at home, and I hear Papa John's Pizza for Jerry Jones, yo, it lights me up like a Roman candle with toppings and flavor on it. Too good to handle. Cowboys, five stars, what I get. It's like a Papa John's Pepsi, double fret. Get a Papa John's large with up to five toppings and a 2-liter Pepsi. People are swapping, because there's no better value. Yo, catch my ride. Cowboys, five-star combo for $10.99.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing all, you know, the whole movement, you know, crossing the arms and stuff.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Just sign the checks, dude.
That, yeah. That's it. Just.
I think something died in me.
So, yeah, that's that, Lindsay.
Yeah, so that's my only complaint is why did WWE bother bringing Orton back if they're just going to send him away again? But on that note, I think I'm good. Does anybody else have any other complaints?
Nope. No, I'm good.
Well, on that note, all right. Who's got shit they want to shill?
I guess I should start shilling because then you guys can shill your stuff.
Yes.
Saturday Night Midnight Ish at CB Radio, Joe, myself, Rob Parks, and Subway, whenever they fuck show up, as we discuss the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. You can hear it Midnight Ish every Saturday night. Sunday night at WrestleTalk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, join myself, Omega, Mace, and probably most likely Lindsay, as we discuss all the news in WWE and beyond. And we would make TNA No Surrender predictions, but they haven't made a match announced yet, so we have no card, so. Yeah, go TNA. But join us, 10 p.m. Eastern, for WrestleTalk Radio. Monday nights are all post-shows. We discuss 3 hours of Monday Raw, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. You suffer through, we haul, then get the vent at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik, 9 p.m. Eastern. His guest this week is... Don't remember. Sorry, I don't remember. Who's his guest? Anyone know his guest?
Nope.
Check the PWI 500.
That's a good stopping. It's a good starting point. Mike Bennett from Ring of Honor will be on the show. And Wednesday night, it's just another goddamn wrestling show, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Join the guys as they talk their brand of wrestling. 8:30 p.m. Eastern, live every Wednesday night. And we'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack. Don't forget to check out WTR Riffs, the new one coming out tomorrow, which is rare, very, very rare.
Yes. So who wants to go next?
Follow me at The Macing. I seem to be very popular these days. I even get shout-outs on like, TNA shows.
Do you want to brag about that for a second?
I asked Jeremy Borash a question during the TNA post-show, and he actually answered it on the air. Yay, me.
Apparently,
I'll brag about it.
Omega doesn't want to pimp anything. So, Lindsay?
I pimp my stuff enough, okay? There's no reason anymore that I should have to pimp TJOmega.org or that they can follow me on Twitter at TJOmega or find my YouTube stuff at TJOmega. There's no reason to.
No, never. No one do any of that.
No.
Well played. Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can visit my website, psychwarddesigns.com. You can visit my other site, CassidyRiley.net, for all the news about Cassidy. New layout coming soon. Yay! And, of course, you can go to my DeviantArt, LinsWard.deviantArt.com, and listen to the show every week, listen to the post show, and listen to every other show on this network, because they're all awesome. And I think that's it. So does anyone have anything else before we go?
WTRProductions.net. And thank you once again to PWMania.com for streaming the show live, as they do every single week.
Yes, so on that note, on behalf of Rock, Mace, and Omega, you have been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by PWMania.com. I'd also like to send a big thanks out to Andy Steven for helping us out and streaming our show on his site, because I think that's awesome. But on that note, we are out of here for the night, so y'all take care. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.